All right, welcome to the 29th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're here. If you are our friends and family, we got a fun one lined up with some friends on the show. Alternate title, we might re-record it. It is the Weenie Hut and Me.
Time out. What the hell was that intro?
It was the right intro, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was just dun 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 dun.
Yeah, I know. I put a little inflection in my voice to get people excited, but
it's the show? It's time?
The Charlie and Me?
It's Charlie and Me?
Alright, well, enough on my inflection points. Charlie, what did you do this weekend?
Man, can you show more energy, please? More inflection on that? Okay, never mind. What did I do this week? Oh, we had a couple friends. I had a couple friends come in town. I mean, there are not just my friends, there are our friends, but
Charlie's friends.
Jake and Austin.
We gotta stop with the we, by the way.
Huh?
We gotta stop with the we. We are you and I. We're not we. It's Charlie and me, but I mean, dude, we're not there yet. I hate to pump the brakes in this relationship.
What?
We. You keep saying we.
Well, they're friends of both of us.
I know. Never mind. It was a joke, but all right.
And for those of you who can't see us, that's me moving my hand over my head like.
Someone else will get it, but anyway, some friends came in town.
Friends came in town, so it was nice. Bummer that there's weather because Jake came in late because he couldn't get in. It was like 7 straight hours of thunderstorms over Chicago on Friday. Kind of cool if you weren't flying, but yeah, I digress. So yeah, then we just hung out on Friday and Saturday, walked around the Lincoln Park area, had a really cool Uber trip. Went 45 minutes in an Uber without pulling out my phone.
Wow.
So I think that's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's a pretty big deal.
I gave him 5 stars.
Wow. You're something else, dude.
And I'm not a good conversationalist in those situations, so
he got you going.
He asked good questions, fair questions, without like prodding too much. But it was good. It was easy banter.
Hmm.
And he knew the city really well, so we drove through a couple neighborhoods that I'd never been to. And so he was telling me all about it and like what used to be there, what's the plans now, stuff. So yeah, overall nothing too grandiose stories to tell. Kept it pretty tame.
Cool.
Yeah, okay, you can go now.
All right. I went to New Hampshire this weekend. It was fun. Played some golf. Saw some pretty good fall colors. If we're talking about the start of fall, we had some good ones.
Those pictures you sent were FOMO. FOMO kicked in because those colors were amazing.
It was something else. It was a lot of fun. There was a lake. There was some golfing. I mean, all around, it was just awesome. Had a great time.
One region I've never really been.
Northeast?
Northeast.
It's great. I could see myself, you know, staying there forever and never coming back and just...
Like retirement? I commit bankruptcy and just...
I declare. God damn it, I always mess it up. I declare bankruptcy.
And then you just go disappear?
Yeah, and then I disappear in the woods of... In the Northeast. I'm not going to say what state, because then they'll find me.
Yes, they won't submit.
Okay, but I did have one story I want to tell where I was playing golf, and I was just playing terrible. But it was like a fun course, so I was having fun. Didn't really matter. Anyway, I have like 100-yard shot, into the wind, back pin, having fun. I'm like, all right, I'm playing terrible. I might as well just go for it anyway. I shoot. I had a nice shot. Pin high, a little bit to the left. As I'm swinging, as I make contact with the ball, I fart.
Real question is, did you laugh at yourself?
Yeah. Nobody else heard me. So I'm sitting there dying laughing. I think they thought I was crazy because they're like, that was a pretty good shot. What are you laughing at? And I'm like, I don't know how to explain this right now.
I'm losing my mind.
But it wasn't like a quiet one. It was one of those where it's like, if it hadn't matched up with me hitting the ball, you would have known for sure that somebody farted. But since it matched up so perfectly with me hitting the ball, it was so awesome. I felt like there was a little extra power in that one. Maybe I got an extra couple yards, but it was good. Yeah. And then I was laughing so hard, like I almost couldn't putt. And there, it was hysterical. I was like,
that reminds me of the time when we were golfing in college and we saw the guy just dropping the log.
Oh, we don't have to bring that up again. That's a pictures I don't want in my head anymore. But anyway, that was my weekend. A lot of fun, really relaxing. I was in bed before 10 o'clock Eastern time, so before 9 o'clock Eastern or Central time every night. Until Sunday, obviously, but that's when I got home.
I forgot one thing I did this weekend. I went down a huge rabbit hole of the Motley Crue, the band Motley Crue.
Yeah?
So, I listened to a lot of rock music this weekend.
Do you love rock and roll?
I love rock and roll.
Everyone. Is that Motley Crue?
No.
I was going to say, I don't think that's Motley Crue, right?
No, I didn't listen to that song this weekend.
Okay, but good.
Yeah, so it's been that's kind of driven a couple of my conversations this week at work so far. My Motley Crue rabbit hole.
Now you're a Motley Crue guy.
Motley, I'm a crew member. I made that up. That's not what they call themselves.
Yeah, but nah, whatever. I digress. Congratulations. Yeah. Good job.
I just want that because it's like very not normal for me to bang out to rock and roll, like heavy metal. Guns N' Roses isn't bad, but.
I get it. But most music has some good qualities, so I like them all.
Yeah. I think it's time for the podium.
You ready? You want to introduce it?
Yeah. So, we by no means came up with this. I was listening to a different podcast this morning on my way to work. It was their idea, but I thought it would create great conversation, so we're going to piggyback off it. And it's the hypothesis, or the theory, that the United States is having another civil war. And it's like football draft. So you pick the top three states to have on your Civil War team. Okay. Right, you can go first.
I get to go first?
Yeah.
Yo, number one right away, picking Texas.
Yeah, it's the obvious first pick.
They're heavily armed, and they're pretty fucking big. So you gotta have Texas. Took them. Had to.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with Texas ever if you're coming down to just a mere fighting situation, so.
No, that's good. I am taking New York.
Okay.
They got the Army Academy.
Yeah, no, yeah, they have West Point.
And access to the ocean for escape routes.
Access to a lot of financial markets, which is good. You can stalemate with money.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm thinking New York.
I like it. That's a good pick. Good pick. I thought about that too, and I'm picking Massachusetts because they have MIT.
They got the nerds.
And
they got Harvard too.
Mm-hmm, they have Harvard. Yeah. So pretty much, you're kind of fucked. I mean, I don't know what else. They got it all, and then on top of that, they have good coastal access. So I'm in. It's very well located to battle your New York.
It is well located to battle New York. My second one, Nevada.
Ooh.
We got Area 51 on my side.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
That's even better. We're gonna unleash the aliens on you.
Okay, well, they have to find us first.
No, they're there.
All right. I don't know. I mean,
you don't think alien technology is gonna find you guys?
I don't know anything about alien technology, so probably not.
Boom! Even better, you don't know how to fight us.
Yeah, but I got the nerds.
I got the aliens. I don't think you have nerds. Cool, like level 9. Aliens level like 100.
No. Maybe nerds. If you're going that scale, maybe aliens are level 11. But like 9 and 11, and then I have so many 9s that they're going to be over 11.
I got a universe full of aliens that are going to come with my Area 51.
You don't know that.
Have you been to Area 51?
Dude, I was there. I went in. They let me in.
That's why you have such a big head.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of clearance, but if I could tell you, I would. Then I'd have to kill you. My last pick, I've been stewing this one over, It's pretty tough, actually. Pretty tough.
There's a couple good options, I think.
I think there's a couple really good options, but I need to diversify my portfolio here. So I think I'm gonna go with, man.
Don't say Alaska.
No. I need something in the continental, lower 48 for sure. I'm gonna stick with. I want both oceans, so I'm gonna have to go with Washington.
Not bad. You got Boeing there.
Yeah.
They have a Navy base. I'm sure they have a Navy base there.
They got a lot of rich people.
I mean, you have Microsoft. You just won the nerd war here.
Yeah, and I also have Bezos.
Yeah.
I got Amazon. I got Amazon and Microsoft. So you pretty much don't have Prime anymore.
I don't have Prime right now.
Okay. Well, anyone in your states, they don't have Prime.
All right. Not bad. That's a solid point to wrap up. I think we've missed a key part of war. That's food.
No, dude, I got the oceans. I can import.
I'm taking Iowa. We got the cow. We got the pigs. We got the corn. We got the soybeans.
You know, I do respect the choice of Iowa. It just didn't seem like a strategic move to me.
Food. I got the ports I can import, and now I got the food in the
heart. You only have one port. You have New York, and I can shut you down because I got Texas, so we can shut down the port.
I got New York. New York. We have the Army Academy is gonna hold down the port of New York. They're gonna hold it open no matter what. So
West Point.
Yeah, the Army Academy. I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's just the Army Academy. Don't worry. Just don't worry. Yeah, just the Army Academy.
That one service academy.
That one. Yeah, West That's Point.
Yeah, they're gonna hold open my port against your Massachusetts while my aliens take on Texas. Then we're gonna survive off Iowa.
Yeah, but my nerds are gonna take all the guns from Texas, and they're gonna shut down New York.
You think the nerds are gonna know what to do with those things?
No, they're not gonna use them.
That's the point.
They have the people. They got strategery, you know. And then
they can strategize all they want, but no one's gonna execute.
Okay, that was a terrible way to make that a verb. Strategize. What'd you say?
Strategize.
No, you said strategize. That was pretty weird.
Strategize.
I don't know. I would really like someone else's input because I'd like a non-partial one here because I think we both came up with pretty valid points.
There's reasons to why we picked everything.
Yeah. I mean, I have better access to.
I mean, you have the Pacific Coast, yeah.
Both seas?
Yeah, because you have the Pacific Coast.
I like to think I have more coastline on the Atlantic, too. 100% I do, because I got freaking Cape Cod. Fuck yeah, I got more coastline.
Yeah, coastline all you want. I got the New York Harbor.
Okay.
Hudson Bay, you ever heard of it?
I'm actually surprised nobody picked, when none of us picked Pennsylvania. You want to talk about a big port, that's a big one. They move a lot. Ask JP Morgan Chase. They just got stung with, I don't know, about $1.5 billion worth of cocaine in there. I don't know. Just wondering.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, I digress. You guys vote on it. You let us know. I think I won. Charlie thinks he won. War's not over yet.
That we have these opinions about ourselves.
The war is not over yet. All right, let's jump in this interview. Reoccurring guest and I don't know, I think crowd favorite, I'd like to say, but Abe Stanford.
He does draw a crowd.
Thanks guys, appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Abe, we're happy to have you back on. Haven't had you on in a while. Not that I care. I think last time we had John was New Year's. So
it was New Year's, man. I was gonna say that was a humdinger of a time.
Yeah, it's now a Tuesday night, so it's a little bit better than you know, the Sunday after, or whatever day it was after New Year's. Felt like a Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
So With that being said, we ask everyone, we've asked you a couple times now, but do you have any updated Charlie Me moments?
I was thinking about that earlier because of the fact that I knew that question was coming. And I was going to say New Year's because it was a good time. We went to a bar that is no longer open called Whiskey Bar. And,
we shut it down.
We shut it down. You know, there's so many lewd acts going on that night. You know, too many crazy dancers. They had to shut it down. But yeah,
cool, dude, Charleston so many times.
I really enjoyed that. So that's probably my most recent Charlie Me memory. Yeah.
I love it. So. You know, it's funny. You're only you know, like 60 miles away from us, so it's not like we couldn't make that happen more often.
Yeah, it's just a train ride away, man. I need to come on down. It's been busy, but you know, we can always make that happen. Minnesota game coming up.
It's coming up. So that being said, you're in Milwaukee.
Yep.
When you moved to Milwaukee, really, Milwaukee sports were nothing. They weren't nothing, but they were not great.
They weren't great. The Brewers were here and there, but like everything else was just posh.
So now you're in a spot where the Bucks are good, the Brewers, I hate to say it, are kind of good. And then, I mean,
kind of good.
Kinda. I mean, you know, who got that wild card spot?
Yeah. We can talk about that later. But, and then you even have the Packers. I mean, you got a lot of season ticket holders for the Packers. So, are you considering yourself kind of like a rebuilding person for professional sports teams? Like, you move there and they get better?
I think that's actually, yeah, I think you can get down to nuts and bolts, but what really brings us together is the fact that I'm here in the state of Wisconsin and making sure that, you know, all of our teams back to what they need to be. So I brought Giannis here, I recruited him here, he's sticking around for 2021. The Brewers are looking good, despite I had to go, you know, coach him up after we lost Yelich, but I think we're going to look good tonight, especially for the wild card game. Wooders going to pitch a hell of a game tonight, so I'm looking forward to that, and then you know what? The Packers are looking pretty good. We actually have a defense this year. So, you know, all things are looking up, and I can't say that it doesn't involve me. So,
all right. So,
how much are they paying you for this service?
Yeah.
You know, it's gratis. I don't know if you've heard that term before, but I do it out of the love of the game, a love of all sports. I mean,
it's a little love of the city.
We like sports, and we don't care who knows. Yes.
So, I think a question too is, are you like, do you have open offers with other cities?
What if we have to bribe you to go? Yeah, to like Cleveland.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say I got an offer from Cleveland. Absolutely not. there's not much that would really bring me there.
Like Cincinnati, what about there?
Cincinnati offered me only one pack of Trident layers, and I was like, that's not enough for me. Milwaukee has a lot more to offer. So
what about Miami?
I'm staying around until my contract extension period comes up. So
all right, we'll keep that in mind. When does your contract come up again?
Maybe 2024. So I got a couple more years here. I'll be here for the DMC. So.
Dude, you guys are
gonna be booming.
Yeah, I'm calling it now. Like,
I mean, they're gonna have to be offering at least 3 or 4 packs of Trident layers. So I'm not gonna stick around for anything less.
I love it.
Can you pay me in Trident layers? What a commercial! What a throwback commercial.
That being said, if you couldn't have Trident layers, what kind of gum would you like to get paid in? Because I'm a big Wrigley fan.
I mean, maybe like if they'd have to like develop. You know, remember that zebra stripes gum?
Yeah.
Like that flavor, but extended. So, like, it wouldn't run out after 30 seconds.
All right. Random.
If they develop that, some city developed that, and then they can acquire me.
All right.
For one pack.
We'll keep it in mind. Chicago might be working on that.
Let me know.
Last question about gum, but did you ever chew Juicy Fruit long enough where it actually became, like, the juice?
What?
No, of you?
Yeah, so one time I chewed a piece of Juicy Fruit so long that it like started to disintegrate in my mouth and it became like juice, and like I got, literally like ended up swallowing a piece of gum that wasn't even gum anymore. It was so weird.
I've chewed Juicy Fruit for a long time and never got to that point.
Well, it was middle school, and at that point you're hiding the gum all day, so.
Well, hot takes, you're a gum swallower?
Well, I wouldn't consider myself like an active gum swallower, but when the opportunity presents itself, sometimes you just gotta gut it, you know?
Yeah, you think about all the stuff that, you mean, think about that just ball of gum that's sitting in your stomach, though.
Oh, it's great. I think about every time I'm a little backed up, I'm thinking, is the gum just sitting in the right spot, plugging it up, or?
It catches all the bad things, I heard that. That's another the 4 out of 5 doctors agree gum can actually do that for you.
It's like a dream catcher for your stomach.
Exactly. It catches all the bad things, the toxins.
Eat gum. Everybody eat gum. It's endorsed by Charlie and me.
I will say, I swallow gum pretty much. If I can't find a trash can, I'll swallow it.
Oh, so you are a gum swallower.
I don't like to throw it on the ground.
You're admitting it. Well, you can throw it in like a bush.
No, that's no.
I mean, it'll just sit in the bush for a while.
Yeah.
Poison your stomach?
It'll sit in my stomach for a couple of days and it'll be fine.
You don't rip off a piece of, like, newspaper or something, or put a piece of paper around you, you just straight to the gut?
Well, if I have a trash can, then I'll do that, but if I don't have a trash can...
But you could just, like, put it in... Sometimes I've put it in, like, the wrapper, and then I put it next to the pieces I'll chew next time, and then when I come around in a trash can, I'll throw it out.
Yeah,
that works. Let's get access to a trash can. I'm talking about when you don't have a trash can.
But I'd, like, rip off a piece of paper, I'm saying.
Yeah, but are you, like, carrying around?
Yeah, I'm carrying around in my gum case.
No, that's weird. That's weird.
Well, it's not that weird.
That's weird.
It's all right.
All right, Abe, we have a question for you.
Hit me with it.
What are 4 words that would end a first date immediately for you?
Do they have to be, like, in a row or just, like, individual words?
No, in a row, like a sentence.
Yeah.
I think for me, it would be like, I'm from Nebraska, because they can't count, so they just do it three.
I'm from Nebraska.
Maybe, like, what's your Insta handle? If that's, like, the first thing they have to give you. I'm not that much of a millennial where I have to look at someone's Instagram to judge their character.
I don't know. It's so, pretty important.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but down the road, I'm like, yeah. I mean, like, after a couple dates, I'll take a look at it. But, like, if I'm sitting there and have a good conversation with them, and then I look at their Instagram, it's not that great, but I had a good conversation with them. You know what I mean?
What if it's, like, I'm a vegan? That's the first words that come out of their mouth.
I could deal with that.
All right.
I don't know if I could.
I don't know if they could deal with me.
Well,
I think I'd be saving them from me.
If our first date and I got to pick it, it'd probably be something between, like, tacos or hamburgers.
So
they probably wouldn't be there in the first place.
Don't you usually take girls to TGI Fridays?
Dude, yeah, or Applebee's, because they got the nice specials on appetizers. Yeah.
Two for 20, and you're like, oh wow, it was so nice of you to buy dinner. And it's like, joke's on you, I got the entree for real cheap.
Exactly. And then even better, my buddy works behind the bar, so we're hooked up.
You're like, oh yeah, keep pouring those $1 margaritas.
Those $1 margaritas are where it's at, though.
Yo, girl, you can help yourself tonight.
I fear for my stomach when I try one of those.
Charlie, what's your worst 4 that gets you going? Gets you out?
I asked a question knowing it'd come around, and I don't have anything.
You never came up with anything? You're kidding me.
I've been thinking about this all day, and I haven't thought of one.
What if it's like, I don't read?
I don't read good.
I don't read good, yeah. If they said that might not be a good one.
This is center ants. I don't know. This is a center for ants. He's at least 2 times this big.
Wow. I have no idea what to do with that.
I did like your Insta one. That one. That's just true.
I was gonna give you a straight up one. I mean, that's I couldn't think of a funny one at times, so I had to get on the series.
I have an Android.
Yeah, that's a serious no. You get that first green text and you just don't answer back.
Yeah, you just see it's green right away. Sorry, I was busy. Yeah. Sorry, I saw your text. I just ignored it.
I got one. I like to vape. There we go.
Dude, Charlie, that's a turn on, man.
Yeah, that turns me on.
Lung disease, man.
I don't know, Charlie. There's something about blowing clouds. Just a big turn on to me.
I'm pretty anti-vape. It's one of those things I just, like, never got into it, and I just stuck against it, and I'm proud of myself, and it's just, I can hold myself higher, to higher standards.
I'm just a big fan of the self-proclaimed vape gods. I know. It's a big deal.
Just wait until you see that really, like, the girl, you don't think it, she's pretty attractive. You look across the bar and you see one of those Mongo clouds that she's blowing. She's like, oh, that's the love of my life. I can't wait to attend vape conferences with that girl.
Join the pro vaping committees that are coming up across America.
They're huge, man. You can win so many cartridges.
So many cartridges. That's the thing, because I see the blue caps for the dual cartridges on the ground everywhere.
Nah, dude, it's good for the environment.
And it's like, oh, it's
just like your gum, just throw them in a bush.
Yeah, see? Just anti-littering. We're hitting some scores.
Yeah, before we move on from that, I'd just like to say this is an anti-vaping podcast.
We don't like lung disease.
Okay. I want to make that clear, just so my mom knows. Abe. So it's fall now. I know you're a big fall guy.
Abe, get back up, it's fall.
So what's your, I know you'll probably head to the pumpkin patch soon, go pick some apples, but really what's your favorite fall activity?
Watching football is an
acceptable
answer here.
Football is an easy one. College, especially college football. I watching some Iowa football in the fall is probably one of my favorite things to look forward to.
I expected some more sarcasm. I really appreciate that this is a real answer.
I'll give you general answers. And then I also love when I get to break out my my duck boots.
The moment they get to come out, there's maybe a mild frost on the ground, and Abe's like, oh, it's wet outside, I gotta throw the boots on.
It's about time.
It's about time.
It's a boot time.
It's like girls like to throw on their flannels, or girls like their go-to basic fall outfits. I mean, guys have them too. We have our duck boots.
Our vests.
Fall outfits.
Big vest guys over here.
I can't wait for you guys.
What's your guys' go-to fall activity?
Fall activity?
When it reaches that perfect 58 degrees and you could lay that blanket on the park and just sit there, read a book.
When the last time you fucking read a book in a park?
Oh, it's been eons.
It's like, joke's on you. I got pictures of me doing it yesterday. I got an ice cream cone.
On Sunday.
Favorite fall activity, I'm just gonna go with just walking home from work and just seeing a couple leaves, taking a quick Instagram photo, throwing it up there, making it go viral.
Dude, very underrated.
Yeah, you
that
got
when you get to that first boomerang and you throw in a couple leaves.
Yeah, you throw
up and down.
Yeah, you throw the leaves and you jump into them. So Charlie's taking the photo and I'm jumping through the leaves. Yeah. Can't wait.
Why am I taking the photo?
Because you can't be in it, because someone has to take it. So, yeah, can't wait for fall. It's been pretty exciting thus far. Just
There's more to be had. It just started, so.
It just started. Peak colors are right around the corner.
I like to be able to drink hot coffee outside again.
True. So you're not sweating?
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of underrated.
Or, when you... Oh man, that reminds me, but whatever, we'll move on.
Wait, are you saying pumpkin spice?
No, I mean, A drinks pumpkin spice, just everything. He never stops. He keeps putting it into his drinks year round.
It's hard not to, man. It's
pumpkin spice. Better that than only in the fall or summer.
It's true.
How can you turn down pumpkin spice?
Confession, I've never had pumpkin spice.
I haven't either.
Now you got Dunkin' with the extended pumpkin season where they got the pumpkin donuts gone.
Oh, pumpkin nice. Donuts. Wow.
Not bad. You got options. There's pumpkin items aplenty in the fall. That's all. It's another great activity. So anything wrong with pumpkins.
Are you a pumpkin pie guy too?
Huge pumpkin pie guy.
Man, I don't like pumpkin pie.
Not a pumpkin fan.
Why not?
Because I'm an apple pie guy, because I'm American.
Four words, I like pumpkin pie.
Oof.
I feel bad, but for you guys, because you don't like pumpkin.
It's more for you, dude.
Maybe you just never had a good pumpkin pie.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to say that, because my mom cooks a good pumpkin pie from what I heard.
Yeah, I'm sure your mom does.
Yeah.
Showed you me some being pumpkin
pie. That's what they tell me. I don't know.
All right, last question.
All right.
Modified tattoo question. If you were to pick out a tattoo that your dad had to get, what would you give him?
Oh, Mike's getting a tattoo.
I want to give my dad a tattoo.
Might as well make a picture.
Who's that big K-pop guy? Psy. I think can get the Gangnam Style, like a Gangnam Style tattoo on his chest.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Sure, King Chat.
So does he have a hairy chest?
Oh yeah.
So then they have to shave the chest, get it on, and then the hair grows back, so it looks even better.
And then it's Psy doing the Gangnam Style. It says Whoop 'em Gangnam Style.
Whoop 'em Gangnam Style.
Whoop. Whoop 'em Gangnam Style.
Dude, he takes his shirt off. It's just instant party.
Next thing you know, Grant this Saturday has a couple too many drinks, and he gets a Gangnam Style tattoo that'll match my dad's.
Yeah. Dude, Mike and I can have matching tattoos, and it'd be awesome. I'm in.
You know what? You catch him in the right light. Who knows? Anything could happen.
You never know. You never know.
Thanks to find out what that light is.
Oh, that's a good light. All right. We will wrap it up here with both of your guys' favorite segment, the Spelling Bee.
Oh.
I don't remember who won last time.
I think I won last time.
Do you?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a hell of a thought.
I have no idea. I'm just stating with confidence.
Anyway, Charlie, your first word. Are you ready? Is treason.
Treason. It's been a while since I've done this.
I got a really hard one if it comes up.
TREASION.
Abe.
TREASON.
Yeah, that's right. Abe's up.
Oh, I had that. I didn't think it looked right.
Let's go.
All right, Abe. If you can spell this, you literally win straight out. This would be pretty awesome. Your word is misdemeanors.
It's MISDEAMEANOR.
No.
God, you cut out the middle thing.
DEAMEANOR. Not right?
Nope, that's not right.
Shoot.
Charlie, misdemeanors. Good luck.
Okay, MISDAMEANOR.
Nope.
Oh.
That's like exactly what Abe just said, by the way.
He cut out the middle of it. I was trying to write down what he said. He cut out the middle. I'm like, I have squiggles there. I'm like, dang it.
All right, no rebuttal here. So, Charlie, for the tie, your word is... Dun, 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 theoretical.
TheoreDical.
No.
Oh, flip. Is there an A instead of an E there?
No. Abe, you just won, but I can give you another word if you want.
Oh, no. I'll just do TheoReCT. Oh, no, sorry. TheoreTical.
That's correct. You didn't have
to. That's exactly what I said.
That's not exactly what you said. You put a D in there. You said D.
Come on.
You said D.
Let's go. Check the Charlie, there's always next time, man. There's always next time.
You said a D. I can play it back. It said D. You said D.
Is that not what he said?
No, he said T.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Congrats.
Well, I just want to. Yeah, this moment in time reminds me of actually having another Charlie meeting. This summer, when we had the Charlie vs. Charlie feud.
Oh, yeah.
Weenie Hawk Jr. himself, Charlie Jones, lost to our boy, Charlie Aarons, in a nice arm wrestling contest. So
really what you're saying is this should be called Weenie Hut and Me, not Charlie and Me.
I think so. I think
that name might ring better.
Weenie Hut and Me. It has a good sound to it.
I like it.
Then Grant's tattoo would make no sense. You have to get another one.
Yeah, I can get that one erased and just replace it.
We can do a cover-up.
Yeah, they can do that. That's definitely possible.
Ah, I like it. I like it. All right, and before we let you go, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I have one question for both of you guys. If you could pick one mammal in the whole world to have as a pet, what would it be?
Is it animal or mammal?
Mammal. It has to be a mammal.
Whale, all day. Think about showing up to a party with your pet whale.
I mean, say dolphin. That's pretty similar.
You gonna say dolphin?
Yeah, that's pretty similar.
That's lame. That's a piggyback. That's a piggyback call. But I whatever.
No, I had that in my head before you said.
Oh, sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm gonna change mine.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine.
Are bears mammals?
I think so.
Then I'm taking a black bear.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That'd be badass. You imagine just having a black bear
following you around.
Oh, don't worry, he's friendly.
Name's Steve. Well, this is just Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Hey, someone get Steve a beer.
Hey, beer me, Steve.
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
But he had no problem getting getting beer taps off.
True. That's true. Abe, what about you?
Otter.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Dude, probably like chick magnet.
We all think water animals. Until Grant switched it to Steve.
I think we're just water people, man. It sounds like we like the Great Lakes. We like water. Big bodies of water.
Yeah. We're just asking for more of it as we keep polluting the earth, so.
Great Lake guy.
Great Lake guy. Thanks, Abe. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it was a fun time, Abe.
For having you guys. Always a pleasure. Take it easy.
That was our good friend Abe Stamper. Always a pleasure. Can't wait to get my good old gangman style tattoo on my chest later.
Whoop, whoop.
That'd be so weird. Can you imagine if you actually had like a gangman style tattoo? Like, imagine in general if you ever got
house, it's like so far past.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was just thinking about that. Like imagine getting something that was really fatty when you got it, and then eventually you're like, dang. Now I have, like, this random ass thing that was super cool for.
You're just charming a tattoo right now.
Yeah. What do you mean, Charlie and me? We got two seasons, man.
Yeah, but like, in 90 years from the future, no one's gonna know what it is.
It's on the internet, so they can look it up.
Internet,
yeah. Dude, I just have auto renew on this WordPress site.
Other domain.
Yeah. So.
It's just gonna pull from your estate.
Yeah, it's gonna pull from my estate. My children's children will be paying this off far into my death. After my death, pardon me. But
that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Why $100 keeps leaving?
Yeah. Like? It's like $100 keeps leaving like once a year, and I'm really confused. Yeah. Like part of my will is just like, hey, you have to keep this one credit card alive forever.
So how does that work with like when you still have an auto pay and you die? Like,
well, I mean, deceased.
How fast do you have to like cancel that?
Well, if you can prove date of death.
Is that am I gonna do it? I'm
pretty sure they'll cancel it. You weren't using it after you were dead. I'll tell you that.
I mean, that's what I was hoping, but I've never done it, so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know how it really works, but I'm pretty sure if you're able to prove when you died, that you'll be able to contest any charge after that, unless you're living with somebody else. So
that sounds like an asshole.
I just call a death certificate. It's pretty simple to get.
Yeah, but like going through everything of an auto pay.
I mean, just cancel your credit cards. Close your bank accounts. That's all you need to do.
Sure, go ahead.
It's really not that hard. What, do you worry about your credit score after you die?
This just popped in my head. Yeah. We're going to have our domain.
Charlie, you have full autonomy to close all my bank accounts and cancel my credit cards if I die.
I need that.
Right now. And I don't have a will right now, so.
I need that writing and I need it notarized.
Okay. Yeah, you know you should actually have a will, because if you don't have a will and you're over a certain age, all your stuff is basically the state's when you die. Yeah. So, anyone know any good, like, family will attorneys? Just hit us up.
I think I'm fine.
I never know. I mean, I'm just saying. Maybe you'll have one white claw too many.
I'm going to let it ride, man. Let it ride.
Dude, you're such a risky guy. Go ahead.
All right. In honor of me always getting yelled at to clean my room, my quote is, Mom, why is everything on the floor? Me? Gravity, Mom.
Touche. You got it. Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. So let him pick what states are for the Civil War. And that was Abe Lincoln, so timely.
Deuces.